Your boss mightn't be too amenable to that, but anyway, David Moore of Astronomy Ireland is advising, well, suggesting perhaps, if you can, if you, I don't know, you wouldn't throw a sickie for it, but I don't know, but anyway, if you want to see the supermoon eclipse tonight, and the fantastic thing about this is everybody around the world sees it at exactly the same time. No part of the world sees it later or before. We're all on the same horse here when we're looking up, and hopefully it's going to be clear skies. We have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland here with us. David, tell us, what is in particular so special about this supermoon eclipse that is going to be hopefully visible to all of us tonight?
Well, it's a supermoon, which means the moon is closest to us. It goes around the Earth in a slightly egg-shaped orbit, and its distance can vary by 15%, which can give rise to a brightness difference of 30%. Some people think 30% is not going to make much difference, but, you know, every little helps. It's definitely the brightest full moon you're going to see of the year. There is actually another supermoon next month as well, but no eclipse then. So for an eclipse to actually happen during a supermoon is pretty unique. There is another eclipse coming up, the next one visible from Ireland, in March of next year, just 6 months away. That'll actually be a total eclipse of the moon. But the other thing that's special about tonight is we have a phenomenally good weather forecast for the entire island. So that's probably rarer than an eclipse in of itself.
Yeah.
So that's why we want people to book the day off work tomorrow. Stay up all night long, get the whole family out, make a night of it, take some photos, and send them in to Astronomy Ireland magazine to be published. They'll be archived in the National Library of Ireland for all time then.
You do know, David, there's bosses and managers and supervisors all over the country now going, oh, no, please don't say that. No, no, I've got a rush order. We have to get these. You're telling people to take time off work. Well, maybe they will. But anyway, the best thing about this is, as well, is that although it is a partial eclipse of the moon, the thing about this is it won't turn red. It won't be the so-called blue moon, but it will be impressive nonetheless.
Yeah, we've an article in the latest issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, and it's not too late to get it, because if you sign up online now, we'll actually email you the article instantly, and then the magazine will arrive in the post usually the next day. So in that article, we're telling people that about 8.5% of the moon's diameter will be inside the Earth's shadow. Now, the rest of the moon is not fully lit up. You'll see the shadow fade away after that, probably covering half of the moon. And it's that dark part, the bite at the top during the greatest eclipse at 3:44 a.m. That's where the Earth's shadow is deepest and where you might see some colors. Now, I don't think you're going to see any with the naked eye, but if you've got a pair of binoculars or even a small, cheap telescope, that will get you so much closer. We're asking people to see, can they see anything in the dark shadow? It'll be dead easy next March if the skies are clear. And by the way, there was an eclipse last year in October, and I remember it was totally cloudy for me. I saw nothing. So don't put all your eggs in the basket of next year's total eclipse of the moon. Watch tonight. We've got that weather forecast on our side.
Actually, it's funny, I just made reference to a Neil Young song, Their Heart of Gold, and by strange coincidence, this is going to be known as a harvest moon, also a Neil Young song. But anyway, and you were saying to me recently, actually, as recently as yesterday when I rang you and we were just organising this, that 4 out of 5 occasions, or 4 out of 5 days in this country, basically, are cloudy. So we're extremely fortunate, like you were saying, that the prognosis in terms of the weather is very, very favourable. So you were essentially looking for people to get out there with their smart phones or whatever it is they might be using to take photographs, and you want to get them all up there on the website.
Yeah, we actually had an article about smartphone astronomical photography in the magazine recently. And if your phone especially has got this pro mode on it, if not, try all the different modes and see what's best. You're trying to photograph a very bright object on a jet black sky. And the phones are designed for people pictures, and they tend to average things out and overexpose the moon because they think that light is spread over the entire image, not just in one small disc. But if you get use the pro mode, and I've seen even the cheapest phones have this these days, you can actually change the exposure time yourself until the moon looks like a small disc, and you'll see, especially when you zoom in on the screen, that you can see the bite taken out of it by the moon. You'll get a permanent record, at least for yourself, for the family and the kids, And, you know, if it looks half decent, please send it in to Astronomy Ireland. The internet will be full of photographs tomorrow from all over the world of great pictures with fancy equipment. But we want the Irish photos to put feature in our magazine. And, you know, anyone, I think, with a camera phone, a bit of fiddling around, can get excellent shots. And one tip I haven't even written about in the magazine, this is an exclusive for LMFM, I just thought I heard it earlier, we actually sent out an email just to our members only this morning with lots more observing tips. But here's an extra one, and that's use a pair of binoculars if you have them. You get a good pair for about 25 quid these days. 10 by 50s are the ones we tend to recommend. And if you hold your camera phone at the eyepiece of your binoculars, once they're aimed at the moon, it'll see what your eye sees, which is a 10 times wider moon. And that should make getting the perfect snap with even more details a bit tricky to hold it all steady. But it could be a phenomenal photograph equal to some professional equipment. So prop the binoculars up on a wall, roof of a car, anything looking at the moon, and try and get your phone into the right position. So look through the binoculars first, make sure you're aiming at the moon, and then put your phone in there and get a permanent record. And definitely send that to Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Now, given what you're saying, that anybody with a smartphone will get an opportunity, or even then with, I suppose, fairly budget versions of binoculars and such like, will you be doing the usual viewings up in the Phoenix Park or from your offices in Blanchardstown?
Yeah, we stopped doing the Phoenix Park events because they're in the middle of nowhere, no toilet facilities. We got our own premises then, and now we can do these watches. We won't be running one for the eclipse because it's 3:44 a.m. By the way, it lasts 68 minutes. So you start at 3:15 and it ends at roughly 4:15. And you'll see a bit of a dimming up to a half an hour before and after those times as well. So you could make a two-hour session out of it, hence the need to take the day off work. So our next watch is actually for the planet Saturn. That's next month, October the 15th. You can book tickets for that now. That is an incredible sight, but you do need a powerful telescope to see the rings. We actually have a simulation on the website of what the view will look like. The rings are nearly edge on, which they haven't been seen that way for 15 years. So, you know, unless you've got tens of thousands of euros worth of equipment, come along and use ours for free. Not for free, it's a small charge. but you'll get tea and coffee and refreshments included in that.
No,
cheaper than you probably pay for them in a coffee shop.
You said it now. It has to be for free. You can't pull out. Listen, David, it might seem like a ridiculous question, and maybe it is, and I'm just going to throw it at you. I'm sure you'll have an answer for it because you've got quite a good imagination. If you could be a planet out there, which planet would you be and why?
Well, my favourite's always been Jupiter. They call it the amateur's planet because it's so big in a telescope that you can see detail in the cloud belts. Their four moons are going around, their shadows fall on the planet, they go into the planet shadow, causing their own eclipses, and there's just so much to see on Jupiter. Mars is the second best because it comes close to the Earth every 2 years and a bit, and in fact January next year is when it's going to be closest, and it's extremely bright in the sky. And when I got my first big telescope, and I got my first decent job, I was able to see detail on Mars like they did back in the 1800s when they thought they saw canals and all these stories of Martians got started. But I think for the general public, Saturn has got to be the best one. Almost everybody, when they look into the telescope, while they're queuing, we can point out that bright star up there, that Saturn just looks like a dot. They look into the telescope and they've got a globe with the rings going around it and its own moon scattered either side. And a lot of people stand back and say, that's not real. You've got a projector in there showing a spacecraft image. No, you really can see Saturn 1.3 billion kilometers away, that good, in a big telescope from Ireland. That's why I'd highly recommend the Saturn watch next month. It's a week before our evening classes for beginners start. So if you want to know more about the subject and want 8 2-hour evening classes between now and Christmas, sign up for those as well. They're by far the most popular astronomy classes in Ireland. Thousands of people have taken them over the years. And, you know, there's just so much happening. Next month, there's going to be an extremely bright comet. If people remember the one in 1997, Hale-Bopp, it should be as good as that. In November, Venus comes into evening skies. December sees the best meteor shower of the year. January is Mars at its closest. Every month, you know, March next year, the total eclipse. Every month, there's something to see. So, you know, get Astronomy Ireland magazine. It costs about €1 week out of your budget.
Okay.
And, you know, it's run by volunteers, aimed at beginners, world's most popular astronomy society, because we just don't want people on this island to miss out.
David, we're going to leave it there. As always, more plugs than an electrician's apprentice. So thank you very, very much for joining us. And the
One last one. Astronomy.ie is the website, or just search Astronomy Ireland.
Thank you indeed. David Moore, as always, a pleasure. And the supermoon eclipse, it's going to run for just over an hour, as David was saying, and direct from his website, the information there, 3:13 to about 4:16 a.m., going Tuesday into Wednesday. So if you want to take the suggestion of David and maybe book a day off work or throw a sickie or whatever, or arrive in late, it's his advice, his suggestion, not mine, but you know, you could do it. I might do it.